the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. We got one bracket left. West region in the books. East region done. South region put to bed. All we got left is the Midwest. And Lundy, I've said this before, I think this is going to be the most confusing, bewildering, disheveled region of all of them when it is all said and done. Going to be bloody brackets galore as a result. A ton of upside down games. I think it's a wide open field. So checking out some of the best values currently out there in the marketplace. I like the Iowa Hawkeyes to come out and represent at 4-1. Plus 400 at FanDuel Sportsbook is where you can find that one. You know, Hawkeyes in a classic 5-12 matchup, not the greatest against the Richmond Spiders. We're going to have a pick on them a little bit later on in this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. But I've been, you know, unimpressed with Kansas at times. Seems to be a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde tendency with that team. Not the best defensive team that Bill Self has certainly had, but they have the Gunners, and when they're playing at an A-plus level, they can certainly represent in New Orleans out of this region. And then you look at the bottom half, Auburn, that's a team that with sketchy guard play, despite the brilliance of Jabari Smith and Walker Kessler. I think the Miami Hurricanes going to knock off USC and maybe move beyond the next line and possibly represent the Sweet 16. Hell, maybe even deeper than that. LSU, you got the coaching change there with Will Wade getting canned. Wisconsin playing too many close games. Again, it's wide open. And you got the Hawkeyes maybe playing the best basketball of anybody in the country. Since February 1st, no team in the nation has had a higher points per possession scored output than Keegan Murray and friends. And they're defending, as I've said before, the fighting Frans inside the top 40 in adjusted defensive efficiency over that 40-day stretch as well. So 4-1 odds. Hopefully they're not spent after that storied run through the Big Ten tournament. But I'm going to side with that sizzling hot hand of the Iowa Hawkeyes and Mount Fran, and no eruptions needed because this team is playing sensational ball. What do you like in the Midwest region from a future perspective?
Well, first of all, in my bracket, I have Iowa representing in the Final Four. So that already tells you where I think the value is. I will tell you, if you're going away from the Iowa Hawkeyes, by the way, what kind of noise does a Hawkeye make? I need animal sounds. We need to work on this. Okay, that works. But I will also throw this out there. The other team, look, you know that I'm not allowed to pick for or against Kansas. My wife is convinced that anytime I do that, I'm either jinxing them or I'm somehow not supporting them. So I basically have to pretend that KU is not on the board. I don't even want to show her what I did in my bracket because she's going to be really pissed. Because as I just told you, I have Iowa going to the Final Four. But I will also say, I'll throw this out there. I know at BetMGM you can get them at plus 320. That's Auburn. Yep. And I know that there's been some inconsistencies, and you already touched on that here as we started the pod. But those right there are where I think the two best values are. And the fact that you can get 4-1 at FanDuel is great. At BetMGM, Iowa is actually down to plus 375. So you're losing a little bit of your payday if you go to BetMGM. So just make sure you're shopping it around. But if it's not Iowa, and like I said, I'm not allowed to do anything with Kansas. It's like written into my prenup. And so I have to stay away from that. So I will roll with Auburn as my other pick if you really wanted to roll the dice with somebody else.
Yeah, we can't get Lundy divorced. No, we can't do it. So leave a ring on
it. I've done enough shit that would get me in trouble that the last thing I need to do is have something involving Fog Allen Fieldhouse be the reason.
Well, I'm glad you got the prenuptials in writing with the Kansas fandom. Smart move. A smart move by your missus. No doubt about it. Hey, bartender. Bartender, pour us another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, again, the focus is the Midwest region, and let's go ahead and start off with a game that is sure to be Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Lundy. First 55 wins, maybe? Creighton and San Diego State, and I'm taking the under on the overall game total at 120 minus 110 at DraftKings Sports. We got two, you know, Creighton plays at a faster pace than San Diego State, but San Diego State one of the slowest teams in the country, and they're both outstanding defensive teams. San Diego State inside the top five in adjusted defensive efficiency, and Creighton has been inside the top 30 in that category all season long, really kind of flipping the script from previous versions of Blue Jays basketball under Greg McDermott, which was traditionally known for filling up the cup and its offensive chops. And this season, they're just getting it done defensively, and that's why they've had a lot of success this season. You know, they lost their starting point guard in Nimhar. They have weathered that storm, and San Diego State just can't score. North of 200 in multiple offensive analytics categories. So unless Matt Bradley is on fire and, you know, puts up like a 30 spot, which he's capable of doing, Mensah can't score, and he's a supreme rim protector. Kalkbrenner is the supreme rim protector for Creighton. This is going to be an ugly, disgusting matchup. So I'm taking the under 120, Creighton-San Diego State, minus 110 at DraftKings. Fade or follow?
Well, I already took it at under 119 and a half, so the fact that it's now at 120 makes me even happier and get a little bit of a buffer. So I've already got a bet in at 119. Look, you're talking about a Creighton team that was under in, 21 of their 34-ish games, 33 games. So we already know they do that. They've been under in five out of their last six. San Diego State was under in every conference tournament game that they played. So, yeah, these two teams are trending in that direction. San Diego State not able to fill the cup all that much, but these guys will slow down. They'll play defense. Between these two, this is one of the lowest over unders of the first round, and I'm still taking the under.
Yeah, definitely pound the under on the Jays and Aztecs.
Number four.
All right, chugging right along here in this Midwest preview. Let's go to Iowa. And again, you and I both have them representing in Nolens from the Midwest region. They're taking on the Richmond Spiders in round number one in a classic 5-12 matchup. I do like the Richmond over on 69.5 team total points against Iowa. Why? Because Iowa's going to force tempo, bottom line. They're one of the fastest teams in the country and one that over the last 40 days, they rank inside the top 50 in adjusted tempo overall. Again, they are prolific scorers, all points on the floor, spearheaded there by Keegan Murray. Jordan Bohannon is hitting some ridiculous shots, a banker you saw for the winner against their opponent in the Big Ten tournament. But, you know, this Richmond team with Burton, with Gilliard, with Grant Golden, they have versatility on the floor, and they have very good floor spacing, shoot a decent clip from outside, and they are, generally speaking, a high-volume three-point shooting team. So I think Iowa's going to win this thing. I don't know if they're going to get the cover, which last I checked was a 10. It seems a little high for me. But I think Richmond will hit the 70-point mark. Iowa will get to probably 79 or 80, and that's largely where their team total is. But, yes, give me the Spiders to splash enough to cash the over, 69.5 team total points, minus 120 at BetMGM. Fade or follow?
This is one of those games from the first round, Brad, that I'm staying away from the spread. I'm with you. I think it climbed up. I think yesterday afternoon it was at 10.5. That's just too much for me.
That's too high.
But I do like – first of all, I like the overall game total at 150 and a half, but I do like drilling down and maybe trying to find a little bit more of a nugget that I can cash a ticket on. And so I like this team total. I do like the over on it. I think that Iowa's just going to force that pace, and Richmond can score. I mean, they can. Iowa should win this game. I think it's going to come close to that spread, but I could see Iowa winning this thing down the stretch by, say, 8, maybe 9, and that's why I don't like the idea of that hook coming into play. So whether it's 9.5 or 10.5, whatever your favorite book is, I just think that's too much on the spread. Focus on the total instead. Take the over when we're talking about Richmond. And like I said, I would take the overall total over at 150.5, but if you want to drill down on the team, I'm good with that too.
Meaningless three at the buzzer for the cover. It's kind of what I'm feeling with the Spiders.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the 3-14 matchup here in this region, and is a team that prevents cavities and is recommended by 9 out of 10 dentists nationally. That is Colgate catching 7.5 against the Wisconsin Badgers, and I'm going to side with the Raiders representatives from the Patriot League, minus 110 at DraftKings. This is kind of a scary matchup for the Badgers, and we do not know exactly how healthy Johnny Davis is. Last time we saw him out there on the floor, Jeff Goodman and I were talking about it during our Live on the Line shoots here at Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook this week. And, you know, he didn't get a whole lot of elevation on his shot there in the Big Ten tournament. That lower body injury that he suffered, I think, is impacting him and potentially greatly. Now, he's had extra days of rest. We'll see if he's back and, you know, firing it even at 90% capacity, but that's something to certainly monitor here. I think this game boils down to who gets the arc advantage. Colgate, 43.5% three-point shooting, which is ridiculous, over the last 30 days. 42.1% of their shots on the season have come from distance, and they are balanced. They don't have, like, one leading scorer. They got a bunch of guys that are in the double figures, so they can really spread you out and plunge daggers as a result. Now, Wisconsin's a very stout perimeter defensive team, giving up just 27.1% over the last 30 days. But, again, it's all about that offense of the Raiders, and you know what Wisconsin does. It doesn't matter if it's Mighty or Meek competition. They play it close. Badgers probably win in a sweat, but we get a cover with Colgate plus 7.5, minus 110 at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
Love this one. This is actually one of my favorites out of the Midwest region. I like the idea of the Raiders being able to cover. Now, they are 4-9 in non-conference play.
Yep.
But going up against this Wisconsin team, here's a great stat on Wisconsin. They are 15-3 this season on games that were decided by 6 points or less.
Wow.
So they don't mind playing a close game. They may wind up coming out on top. I have a little bit of trust issues right now with the Badgers. And you brought it up about Johnny Davis. So, you know, what his status is obviously makes a big deal. And by the way, he's averaging 19.7 points per game. Saw this on The Athletic. If he can get his season average to 20 or more, first player for Wisconsin since Michael Finley.
Oh, man, I love Michael Finley back in the day.
Back in 94-95, Finley, by the way, who is currently the VP of basketball operations for your Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, did I know that?
But he would wind up being the first player since Finley to average 20 or more on a season. So Johnny Davis is sitting right on that precipice. But, again, going back to that stat about how Wisconsin is in tight games, I think Colgate covers. I don't know that they win it outright. I don't know that they put on Cinderella's slipper, but I do think they keep this one close. And so I will take them absolutely. Like I said, this is one of my favorite plus odds in the Midwest region for round one, Colgate plus 7.5.
Break out the floss. We're rolling with Colgate. Stick around for my top plays in the Midwest region, and hopefully make some money.
Number two.
All right, Luddy, let's go ahead and get back after it here in this section of the bracket. And the next game I like, of course, it's the Fighting Jackrabbits of South Dakota State, and I'm taking the over on the 73.5 team total points. That's all it is at minus 120 at MGM. Defense is optional. Lundy, I learned something this week here at Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook and just the property in general. There is a pool that's called Toptional, and I did not realize that was a word, so I encouraged Jeff Goodman to be Toptional on our show, and he denied my requests and my advances. So.
Well, I would like to congratulate him on being smart enough not to give in to 40-something peer pressure in his adult life. So congratulations on staying away from the Toptional television program.
Yes, but this is certainly not an option for anybody to bet the under. You got to go with the over here. I'm floored. You look at South Dakota State on the season, number 12 in the country in adjusted offensive efficiency, number one in the country in effective field goal percentage offense, number one in three-point percentage offense at 44.2%, number 10 in two-point percentage offense, and they also shoot 76% from the charity stripe. Oh, and but wait, Lundy, there's more. They've been over this in 20 of 21 games, and it's minus 120. And in Providence, over the last 30 days, is number 188 in adjusted defensive efficiency. How is this line this low? Baylor Shireman and company can outright score uninhibitedly, and you're going to see that. I think in this first-round matchup, which is a really popular bet, a lot of people, public, I think some sharps even, are on South Dakota State because much like Wisconsin, Providence likes to play close games. So fade or follow, a Fighting Jackrabbits laying a knockout punch in the box score on the over, 73.5 team total points, minus 120 at BetMGM.
I am all in on the Jackrabbits,
yes.
Brad. Brad, I've got them winning.
Yep.
I'm taking them on the money line at
yep.
plus 120. I'm taking them plus the 2.5. I'm taking them over on the team total. I have a lot of tickets tied to the Jackrabbits, so I'm hoping that the lucky rabbit's foot actually works out. Here's the thing that I find fascinating about this line, by the way. You got this one sitting at a 2.5. Okay, the other 4-13 matchups, Arkansas at minus 4.5, Illinois minus 7.5, yeah. UCLA minus 13.5. And then you look at this one and it's 2.5.
Yeah,
it tells
crazy.
You what the odds makers feel about how South Dakota State could make this a really damn interesting game on Thursday morning. So the good news is that it is a Thursday morning game. It's at like 12:40 Eastern time. So, you know, early morning for me being in the Mountain Time Zone, morning for you or whenever you roll out of bed in Vegas.
Noon.
But I will say that I'm really looking forward to this one, but I'm also glad it's one of the early games. That way, if I win, I can turn around and lose that money again. Or if I lose, I can just start tearing up tickets.
Yeah, look, it's all about the South Dakota State scoring potential. Oh, baby, make me some bank on that over.
Number one.
All right, last but certainly not least, let's go with the 7-10 here. And I'm taking the Miami Hurricanes. Jim Larrañaga's team, they are old. They got a ton of experience at the guard position. Charlie Moore is in year 15 of his college basketball career. I'm convinced of it. Playing, I think, for his third team, making the rounds for sure. This is last stand, and for that reason and myriad other reasons, I'm taking Miami plus 1.5. Just looking over the last 12 games, Miami, one of the most potent offensive teams in the country, number 27 adjusted offensive efficiency, number 27 in effective field goal percentage offense. They don't turn the ball over. They're shooting 58.3% inside the arc, Lundy. That's number 6 in college basketball, being a lot of teams off the bounce, have some decent three-point shooters. McGusty is a part of that mix as well. They force a ton of turnovers, you know, suspect defensively outside of that. So they are reliant on those miscues. But, man, I got trust issues with the Trojans, who are number 276, Lundy, in their last 12 games in effective field goal percentage offense. Turnovers, one of the worst in college basketball. Much like Michigan State, they have problems shooting themselves in the foot. They can't score the ball particularly well inside. Just a lot of weaknesses, inadequacies for this USC team, and they're the favorite. So I got Miami winning multiple games, including this first-round matchup, and I think they're going to knock off Auburn in the round of 32. So fade or follow, the Hurricanes blow through the Trojans, plus 1.5, minus 110 at BetMGM.
Yeah, my favorite double-digit seeds in this year's brackets are the 10s. You and I have already talked about the Ramblers. We have talked about Davidson. And this one I like, and this is in part because I'm sticking to my guns, something that you and I have been saying. I've been saying it on the TV show now for over a month, that USC was ranked too high for who they were. I just think this is not as strong of a USC team as people might have thought. We can talk separately about the Pac-12 outside of Arizona, but I'll take Miami in the points. I'll take Miami on the money line. USC's only covered 3 times in their last 10 games. That's it. 3 against 3-7 against the spread, folks. At a time of the year when they should have been trying to flex their muscle, they were struggling.
Yep.
So I'm not buying into it. I don't trust them. I'm just like you. I've got trust issues with USC. I think Miami keeps it close. I think Miami wins it down the stretch of this game and moves on. I'm not with you on the round of 32 with Auburn, but I do think they take care of business here and knock out one of the Pac-12 teams.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, fading the Trojans has been quite profitable, and I think that will only continue here in the NCAA tournament. All right, that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Check out Lundy, would you kindly, on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Check me out there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. And as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.